You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome along to this edition of The Punt. We'll be taking a look ahead to the British teams in European action this week on this edition of The Punt. It's Manchester United and Celtic in Champions League qualifier action, and Southampton, they're taking on Midtjylland in the Europa League qualifiers. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me on this edition to take a look at some of the markets is Lee Phelps. How are you, Lee?
I'm good, thank you. Yep, fresh from a pretty good weekend in the Premier League, so I'm buoyant.
Yeah, you've
confidence.
Been bouncing around the office after your nap selection winner.
Yeah, I finally had a winning nap. I've left Derek McGovern and Dave Carner trailing in my wake after 2 weeks.
Excellent.
With a 23-20 winner. It's not. You know, I'm not saying I've kind of hit millionaire's row, but you know, a winner's good.
Yeah, and you got the next best in as well, really, with the Palace and Arsenal result, didn't you?
I think I've got up to the Liverpool game, which plays tonight. I think I've got about 6 out of 9.
Mm-hmm.
Which ain't bad.
Yeah, that's very good.
I've kind of used up on my good luck.
So you'll be providing 3 winners on this edition then?
Well, last season I was pretty poor at the weekend, but I was like the midweek maestro, I would call myself. So it might turn around now.
Right.
I might be good at the weekend and rubbish in midweek.
And
you know, it's like when you play golf and you suddenly play and everything you hit with the iron, fantastic. And the wood, you're absolutely creaming everywhere, and then you get around the green and you can't do anything around the green. Or you're fantastic with the chipping and putting and you can't hit anything off the tee. That's me.
I haven't got the upper body strength to be much of a driver, so if I don't have a good short game, then it's yeah, absolutely. So maybe you can go from the midweek maestro to the weekend wizard, Lee.
Yeah, maybe. I'm hoping to go for both though.
Okay, fair enough. Setting the sights high then. We'll start with Manchester United. They're in action against Club Brugge in the Champions League qualifier. It's 3-10 United, 4-1 the draw, and Club Brugge are 10-1. For the first time in 19 years last season, Manchester United missed out on European football, but they're back this time round and playing in a round that we usually associate with Arsenal. We usually see Arsenal come through this round with consummate ease, really, Lee. Do you think it'll be the same story for United?
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll be quite a good atmosphere at Old Trafford as well, with what you just said there about the fact that they missed out and now they're back. You know, Club Brugge, they're not a kind of minnow, are they? You know, it's not like they're going to be, you know, absolutely walkovers. I mean, they're not fantastic either, to be fair. United, first of all, there's been a lot of criticism already of their lack of strike force. Scored one goal and one own goal. But you think, really, it's unfair not to kind of give them a bit of kudos for the fact that they've kept two clean sheets. Only two clubs have kept two clean sheets so far before Liverpool play Bournemouth on Monday night, and that's United and Manchester City. And they've only conceded 7 shots on their goal in 2 games, which is the lowest of the division as well. So I think, you know, defensively, they're very, very sound. And, you know, maybe Van Gaal's just building him up from the back. You know, they have only got Rooney up top at the minute. They've lost Di Maria, who's obviously one of their better attacking threats as well. So, you know, I think it's a bit harsh on Man United to be criticising them too much. Who's to say they won't just go and do what they've done to the two Premier League teams? Because I don't think Club Brugge would perform particularly well in the Premier League. So I think this is a decent opportunity for Man United to probably win 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, as you say there, thus far it's been... They kept Spurs and Villa at arm's length, didn't they? They weren't sensational in either game, really. But... as you mentioned, yeah, Club Brugge wouldn't be towards the upper echelons of the Premier League. So a win 2-0 could be the way into the game, Lee?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I think the other thing is, you said it there, you know, that they kept them at arm's length, and you've got to question, you know, how much ambition a club like Club Brugge will have going to Old Trafford. They know that they need to do well at home. And I think the tactics would have to be get them back to, you know, Belgium. If they can get them back to Belgium with a 0-0 draw, I think they'll think they've done really well. Obviously, they'd love to get, you know, goals. And to be fair, you know, they do score, some goals on the road, but not in the Champions League. You know, you look back over the Champions League record away from home. They've scored 2 goals in the last 7 Champions League away matches. They've not won an away game this season in the Super Cup, which they contested, the Champions League or the Jupiler, their Premier League. So they're not doing particularly well on the road, full stop. They're not scoring many goals in the Champions League in recent history. So I would be tempted to look at Man United and keeping another clean sheet. Obviously, team news is important. We don't know how Van Gaal is going to approach this. I think he'll probably approach it with his strongest team. It'd seem daft not to, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because there'd be an incredible backlash, I'd imagine, if they were to be knocked out at this stage. It's all very well and good bringing Champions League football back to Man United, but until you've won this round, you haven't really, have you?
No, not exactly. One of the interesting, but regular listeners last season will know that I was all over a bet about Man United where it concentrated on their first half goals. They've got this, under Sir Alex Ferguson, they had this unbelievable, uncanny knack of scoring early and often. And it carried on with Van Gaal last season. They scored early goals so often last season. I won't bore everyone with the stats again. But if you look again, you know, this season, it might not always be that they score. But you know, you look at the one home game they've had so far against Tottenham. The own goal came after 22 minutes. It's what they do. They get down and try and get the ball in the back of the net as quickly as possible. You know, just looking back to last season, the home games, just look through them yourselves. I won't go through every single one of them, but just look through and see how many first half goals there are. Now, with them being 3-10, 130 on, you're not going to get too much value about just going for, you know, a Man United first half goal. If you pushed it a little bit though, to over 1.5 first half goals, which again lands a lot when you look back through their home games under Van Gaal last season, you're getting 9-4 for that. To over 1.5 first half Man United goals, it's kind of like a job done. It's like, let's get in control of this match, and then the second half we can either take players off or we can just, you know, saunter to a victory if you like. I don't think Club Brugge will be too ambitious. I think they'll be looking for the draw. It's just whether United can break them open. Either the Man United win to nil, or that over 1.5 first half goals. If I had to pick one of them, I'll stick with what I know from last season. And despite their kind of lack of firepower so far, I think they might use this Bruges test as a way of, you know, trying to get the shackles off a little bit and really attack them. So over 1.5 first half Manchester United goals at 9-4.
Okay, 9-4 then for over 1.5 Manchester United first half goals. You can also take them win to nil at 21-20. Is that about it for that match?
Then the other thing is that, again, when you're looking through those home games, if you go and do that, you'll see Rooney's name pop up time and time and time again. Scored one Premier League away goal all last season. He's such a home bird, Wayne Rooney, especially last season. The headline offer is 6-5 for Rooney to score and Man United to win. Not great. I'd play that in play. If Rooney plays, he's up front on his own. I'd be looking at him in play. He always looks a little bit sluggish at the start of the season. Again, I think this might be a good game for him to really try and cut loose and get on the score sheet. First live scorer in play, I'd have a look at him then, because you get a better price than you get now.
And as you said, he's the absolute focal point this season, isn't he, with Robin Van Persie? I mean, that's just reflecting the goal scorer markets. Second in is Javier Hernandez. I don't think there'll be much chance of him being in the 16. So Rooney is the complete focal point of the whole side, really.
Yeah, completely agree.
Okay, Wayne Rooney then, first goal scorer 130, last goal scorer 3-1, 7-10 any time, 134, 2 or more, 16s for the hat-trick. We'll move on then to take a look at Celtic. They're in action against Malmo in the Champions League qualifier. 8-13 for Celtic, 14-5 the draw, 9-2 about Malmo. Seems to have a phenomenal record in the Champions League, Celtic. Obviously, we've seen them go and beat the likes of Barcelona in recent times. And the atmosphere, I always think, is key. Home games for Celtic, it always looks absolutely rocking at Celtic Park.
Yeah, they did have you look at the record, it was superb going back a few seasons when they were like a fixture, really, in the Champions League. They're still a fixture because no one else challenges them in the Scottish Premier League, but it's slipped a little bit. I mean, four home defeats since the start of last season in all competitions. Three of those came in Europe. However, you know, the recent home form has been great, and those teams who they lost to are a better calibre than Malmo, you'd say. Sparta Prague beat them. Salzburg beat them 3-1 last season. Now you wonder, is that was at the start of the new manager's tenure? And there was a lot of criticism about that. They're also beaten by Maribor. This is way back in 2008, and also I think they lost to one of the better teams as well in Europe. So, you know, they are capable of losing, but not very often. It's just like, the website that we use, it's green for a win. It's like a sea of green, apart from the odd, like, club-friendly loss and the odd loss in the Scottish Premier League. So I think they will get it done. And as you say, that atmosphere is just just tremendous. It's really, really good. The interesting thing about Malmo, I was looking back, and they've got two wins in the last nine away. But they've scored in all but two of the last 18 away. And this is all competitions. You know, and there's only been two games, those two in the last 18, when they didn't score a goal away from home. One was at Atletico Madrid in the Champions League in October, and one was in the last round against Salzburg, 2-0. So, you know, the twice that they haven't scored have been in the Champions League. And I wonder if Scotland, if Celtic can do the same in Scotland. You know, they don't concede many goals either. In fact, you know, they've only conceded three in the last 10, and two of those were at the weekend against Inverness when they're already four up. So the two goals they conceded in the last 20 minutes were consolation goals. This is massive for Celtic. I've been reading a few articles about it. It's kind of, they're calling this their season.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
Because I know Hearts are top of the table, but they'll win the league.
Yeah.
You know, there's no. It's like, you know, it's like going against Bayern Munich to win the Bundesliga. If you listen to the European Football Podcast, you'll know that Alex Dunn has done that.
Has he?
But yeah. But you know, Celtic will win the Premiership. So that's that. You know, so this is their season. So I think the crowd will react to that, and I think they will get it done. Whether they do it to nil is another matter. I'm toying with the idea of them having to do it the hard way, and you know, Malmo getting a goal.
Yeah, I mean, would you have, in relation to that, would you have any fitness concerns about Celtic? Obviously, they're only four games into their season, might not be quite firing yet, but the Allsvenskan scan's been going quite a while now.
We're 20 games.
Coming towards probably the twilight period there. They're 2 points behind AIK in that third European spot. So Malmo will be absolutely firing and match ready. Maybe Celtic just easing into things. As you say, they're not. This might even be their first real test of the season. They don't get tested often enough in the SPL. Karabag in the last round, I think they're from Azerbaijan, so you'd expect this to be a step above. So, a score win for Celtic, maybe?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because when you look back to the last season, you know, it was that kind of, they were sluggish early on, and I think there could be something in that, and that's why I'm struggling with the to nil bet. Mm. I just think they have got a goal. As I said, you know, lots of goals away from home, apart from at Atletico Madrid and at Salzburg, so fair enough. One man, if you are looking for a scorer, Marcus Rosenberg, who's at the top of the anytime goal scorer list there for Malmo, he's only scored seven all season, which isn't a particularly great record, but five of those have come in the last seven games. Interestingly, if he was booked in the other two as well, so he'll probably do something in this match. You know, 23-10 to score any time in the match might be worth a look. But I'm going to go. I think Celtic could get this done. Yeah, I think it might be a tricky one. They might need the crowd, but I'm going to go for. My two bets were either Celtic to win 2-0 or Celtic and both teams to score. Obviously, both completely opposites.
Yeah.
And because of the fitness issue that you mentioned, and because Malmo have been scoring goals, I'm just going to go on Celtic to win and both teams to score at 5-2. It's a better price as well.
Okay, 5-2 then for the Celtic score win, and Marcus Rosenberg. You can get any time goal scorer at 23-10. We'll move on then to take a look at Southampton. They're in action in the Europa League qualifiers, coming up against their Danish side Midtjylland. 3-10 for Southampton, 4-1 the draw, and Midtjylland are 10-1 in this one. We have seen them previously in a Champions League campaign, Lee. I think they were in Chelsea's group in 08-07, something like that. And it was an uncharacteristic performance from Southampton at the weekend. Plenty of shots on goal, but got flipped 3-0 by Everton.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I mean, you mentioned my nap earlier. That was my nap. I went over 2.5 goals in the match, thinking that Southampton would win 3-0.
Yeah, all right.
So, you know, who cares how the bet wins, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised. Like you said, lots of shots, but not many on target. You know, 17 shots on goal, 4 on target. So, yeah, I think they'll be looking to bounce back from that. There are question marks about Southampton this season, as whether they can. You know, last season there was no expectation. They lost all those players, and the rest of the players who were left behind really rose and were brilliant. Now, that was built on a very, very strong defence. You don't concede three goals at home too often before your defence starts to look a bit brittle.
Mm.
So that must be a worry for the manager. Having said that, you know, it is the first slip-up of the season for them. They won the last Europa League tie at home 3-0 against Vitesse. You know, Now, you could say that Vitesse, I would say they're a better side than Midtjylland, to be fair. I mean, it's hard to judge European teams against each other.
Certainly a better league, you would say.
Yeah, so you'd have to say, on the balance of everything, you'd have to say that, you know, that was a harder test on the face of it. And they scored three goals. Pelé and Long were both in amongst the goals, and I'd be looking at them again as well. Providing they play, which I don't see why they wouldn't play. You know, I think the manager would be quite keen to do well in this. You know, the season they had last year, I think, gives them the ability to be able to go and, you know, chance their arm at this competition as well. You know, they'd love to finish higher than they did last season. Unlikely they're going to finish higher than they did, because they've got the likes of Liverpool and Tottenham in their way. But I think if you're beating Vitesse, then you should be beating Midtjylland. I spent probably more time than I should have done looking at Midtjylland and wondering how bad they are. If you look at their European games so far, they qualified for the Champions League qualifiers. They beat Lincoln Red Imps, who are the champions of Gibraltar, 1-0 at home and 2-0 away. Now, I've tweeted Lincoln Red Imps just to ask, what level of English football are you? Just to give us an idea.
Did you get a reply?
No, I haven't had one yet, so I'll check now while we're talking, but I hadn't had anything.
Maybe they think they're too much of a big deal to reply to, Lee.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know where they would be. I've got no idea, really, but you know, you wouldn't imagine they'd be much higher than League Two, for instance.
Yeah,
would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, if we're being kind. They might not even be a league side.
Yeah, I thought probably non-league. Yeah.
So let's say being very kind of League Two. Well, this is a pretty big step up. They only beat them 1-0 at home and 2-0 away. Southampton, obviously, an excellent side with, you know, with internationals in there. They lost in the Champions League qualifiers to Apoel on away goals. So, again, not a bad performance. And we were looking back through their UEFA Europa League performances. And unbelievably, I've completely forgotten this. I'm sure Man City fans haven't forgotten this. They actually went to Manchester City and beat them 1-0. They only lost 1-0 at home to Man City and lost on penalties in the end. And this is kind of 2008. So your Man City side had Joe Hart was in goal.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing. Ben Haim, Richard Dunn, Mika Richards and Corluka, Petrov, Johnson, Alano and Fernandez, Sturridge and Casido up front.
Yeah.
Mark Hughes managed this team and they lost to Midtjylland, which is amazing. I think that was, I guess that was the best period of their history. And you mentioned they've been in the Champions League as well and been in the group stages. So there is that kind of hanging over. But I think Southampton will get this done. It's just which way in, I suppose. I think if they are the level I think they are, Midtjylland, and they can only beat like a kind of, you know, almost like a non-league or a League Two side in English terms 2-0 away, I think Southampton will get back on it here. They bounced back really well last season as well whenever they were in trouble. And I think, you know, if Pelé plays, I'd like to have him on my side. He's just a touch of odds on, 17-20 to score in the match. But he had 7 shots against Everton, you know, none on target. So it wasn't a great day for him. But he's been in amongst the goals, as you mentioned. He's scoring so well. In the run-up to the end of the season last year, he was brilliant. And already in the Europa League, he's obviously scored. So has Long. So I'd be looking to get on the side of Long or Pelé. I'll choose Pelé because I think he gets more. I think he's involved more directly through the middle than Long can be. Long can sometimes go out wide. So Pelé to score any time. And a Southampton win, I think I'll go for in this one.
6-4. Yeah. So yeah, I mean it's a big jump from 100 to 30 on, isn't it? And as you mentioned, Pelé, he scored in both legs against Vitesse, was on the score sheets again against Newcastle, and this is a bit of a manager's cliche I'm going to come out with now. You mentioned the 7 shots against Everton. It's more concerning when strikers aren't having shots than when they are having a lot and missing them, I think.
Yeah, and he's obviously already been, the fact that he's already been in form, you know, gives me great confidence in him. You know, that in that Vitesse game. You know, and I think the crowd will come out again, you know, for this. It's you know, down on the South Coast, Thursday night game. You know, I think it's a great adventure for them. And it's a great opportunity for them to get through into the Europa League proper as well for Southampton and, you know, really have a bit of an adventure. As long as they don't hover too much around the 17th spot in the Premier League, I think they'll keep having a go at this. And it's a great opportunity for them. So I'll go for... if you don't like that headline offer, if it's not quite big enough for you, then I just play Pelé to score at any time. But, I think Southampton will win this one pretty comfortably, to be fair.
Okay, 6-4 then, Pelé scores in a Southampton 90-minute win. That is the headline off here at 6-4. 17-20 that he scores any time. Is that about it for this match, Lee?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I think they'll win well. Again, if you're watching this and betting in play, then I think if you see an early goal for Southampton, I think they could maybe rack up a few. I think they could maybe get 3 again or even 4 against this team because the way they play, They're a difficult team to play against when you're a weaker team, I think. You know, they can get all over you. And if they get the tails up, then I think they could maybe score three or four.
Okay. Excellent stuff. There we are then. Thoughts of Lee Phelps ahead of the British contingent in action in European football this week. And you'll hear all the in-play betting tips on William Hill's in-play radio. They'll be on air from 5 till 10pm. The guys guiding you through with all the best in-play betting tidbits. Thank you very much for joining me, Lee. And best of luck with the Champions League this week. Hopefully you can recreate your weekend form.
Yes, hope so.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.